He won't admit it, either to himself or to others, but it's there. He resists it, but it has an iron grip. He's not really free. Or there's a person who's not free from pride. She admires humility in other people and thinks of humility as a supreme virtue. Yet time and again, she's humiliated by things she said and done which pride provoked. Pride dominates her life, causing burning shame and regret. She despises it, and she's bound by it. She's a long way from being a free woman. Then take a person with an ungovernable temper. Who can measure the wounded hearts, the lost causes, the broken dreams, the wrecked lives that one's uncontrollable anger causes? Is a person free when one is a slave to one's temper? People who are otherwise strong and wise, pitifully, tragically, bound by inner emotions and offensive dispositions that rule and reign in their hearts, dictating words and deeds and attitudes that they despise. The list is almost endless of the tyrants that rule in people's hearts. Tyrants that devastate lives and homes and businesses. Tyrants that shackle and bind strong men and women, making helpless slaves. Jealousy, covetousness, envy, greed, hatred, and downright mean spirit. Yes, everyone wants to be free. Young people want to be free from the dictates of their parents. School children want to be free from their teachers. Parents want to be free from caring for their children and the financial burden they bring. Workers want to be free from their bosses. The elderly want to be free from want. But consider this. Young people who have become their own bosses are often so busy working to keep body and soul together that they can't do a thing that they want to do. Children are often bored and happy to get back to school at the end of the summer. Parents who have their children out of the house often feel like down and useless. Workers who have become bosses often dislike the responsibility of their newly won status. Elders, after working a lifetime just to be comfortable, are often plagued by the discomforts of ill health, the result of too many long hours of work. Christ said that authentic freedom comes from the truth, and the truth comes from following him. So what is truth? Jesus proclaimed that he is the truth. When we follow Christ, we really are set free. Free from sin. Free means from sin, and free to serve both God and others. In today's scripture, Jesus says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He's not saying that your baptism has freed you to live a life of sin. Jesus did not free you from slavery to sin so that you can go right back to it. But his suffering, his death, and resurrection, Jesus freed you from the power and the curse of sin so that he may live within you and through you.